Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast 696, you know I watch a lot of YouTube, and so we got to do a podcast about the Doomer Alert on YouTube. We're going to talk about the Flat Earth. We're going to talk about the Blood Moon. We're going to talk about the Black Knight Satellite. We're going to talk about all the crazy stuff on YouTube just because it's fun, and we're going to do that in podcast 696. Well, if you're in business, you're always looking for some way to show your clients appreciation or to do some kind of corporate team building event. And if you're anybody, you're looking for a date night or a friend's night out, and you can do it at Brush Studio in the West End in St. Louis Park. You've heard the commercials where I take you through Brush Studio, and you can kind of hear what they do. If you want to find out more about this, you can click on their little banner there at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com or check out brushstudio.net. Basically, everybody comes in, they have a good time, and they paint a painting. There's a teacher at the front, or an art director, or whatever you want to call it, which is really just sort of a participatory thing. Everybody paints the painting. Everybody has a great night because Brush Studio really knows how to do this better than anybody. They've got 22 brands of beer, an extensive wine collection. They do catering from Crave in the West End. As I said, they are event planning ninjas. So if you do a corporate event, if you do a team building event, you're going to bring out the creativity. You're going to have time to talk to clients when they're engaged in something that's really, really fun. And it's not just a bar. It's not just some kind of, let's say, a sporting event. So date night, client appreciation, corporate team building, family and friends night out. They're all going to be great at Brush Studio in the West End, St. Louis Park. You can sign up online at brushstudio.net or reach out to Brush, the event planning ninjas, at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. Brush Studio at brushstudio.net. Now, it is not a conspiracy theory, but it certainly is something that is happening, and this is trade protection. Just this week, the president issued some executive orders involving manufacturing overseas. And so if you are a company that manufactures overseas, I hope you're paying attention because it's really, really important. We're not going to talk about it in this podcast, but I'm sure I will, because in the news these days, there's lots of talk about foreign manufacturing and President Trump. Some companies are preparing to reshore some of their production. If this is you, please consider Depot Star, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. You can visit their website at depotstar.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So you know I love YouTube. I spend a lot of time with YouTube, and there are so many crazy things on YouTube that I have to take a podcast every now and then just to get into it. One of the big things coming up is the full moon lunar eclipse, which will not be visible in most of the United States, unless you're in Hawaii, on January 31st, 2018. And this is getting lots and lots of attention on YouTube. The doomers all say it's the beginning of the end. And I don't know if you'll recall when I did the podcast about the end of the world, that on September 22nd or 23rd, 2017, the world was supposed to end, and everybody was all getting ready for it, and there were scores of videos about it on YouTube, and of course, that didn't happen. And that kind of tamped the doomers down for a while, but they are back. So, number one is the January 31st lunar eclipse. Number two is the Flat Earth Revolution, which is just crazy. Well, as you know, there are a number of people who believe that aliens are living in the hollow earth, in the center or part of the earth that is hollowed out. And their main base is at the South Pole, Antarctica, where apparently you can fly right into their underground netherworld where the tall whites, the Pleiadians, and all these other people live, and that they have been there for centuries. Either they are descendants from the Atlanteans, or they have been there for eons before the Atlanteans. There's all sorts of different stories about it, and you know, these proliferate on YouTube. Although I have to say that the flat Earth stuff has overcome the hollow Earth stuff just recently. So first, we're going to just give you a quick excerpt from one of the videos that I found about the hollow Earth. This is common. What they do is they just show pictures and maybe there's some text, and they use the computer-generated voice. And this is a particularly good computer-generated voice.
The following story is an incredible first-hand account from a U.S. Air Force colonel about the inside of our planet, courtesy above topsecret.com web link. This information was gathered and written down with permission from a recording taken on the phone January 10th, 2002.
Welcome to Search for Truth. My name is Walter Noasad. Welcome to my house. This is it. Come on in, be cool. You know what the party rules are. Be nice or I'm going to kick you out the door, right? What I have for you today is an interview from February of 2012 with Colonel Billy Fay Woodard, United States Air Force retired, who claims to be from Hollow Earth, worked with the Air Force at Area 51 underground, interfaced with the underground beings, and a whole lot more.
So it's important to get that there is a group of people who believe that the Earth is hollow. So that would assume, I guess, that the Earth is a circular globe, right? That the Earth is round. And then there's a whole contingent of people who believe that the Earth is, in fact, flat. So imagine maybe a piece of cake with sort of a slightly curved surface, and then underneath this is sort of a cone of some sort of magma or whatever is underneath the so-called flat Earth. And there are tons of people who believe this. This video I'm going to play for you, this audio, is just one example of this belief that I would have to call a delusion for a lot of reasons. It's so complex that you can't even refute their sort of latticework of reasoning for why the Earth is flat. And I'm not even going to play it because it's so absurd. If you do a search for flat Earth debunking, you'll find it. There's many, many people and scientists who can debunk this theory, and there's many simple explanations. And I think one of the cool things that I watched on YouTube, which I don't represent here, is a guy that said, you know, this is something that science took years and years and years, centuries, to finally end up proving, and it's not easily responded to. And I thought that was very interesting. And then he proceeds to explain why there are, you know, all these reasons for why the Earth is in fact round. But this does not deter people like the guy on this video.
About 2 years ago, in late 2014, early 2015, I was exposed to the flat Earth theory. Though at the time I was intrigued by the idea, I still thought it was impossible. I kept looking at it anyway. Some things I laughed at, some things made me think to myself, that actually makes sense. So from January 2015 to October 2015, it became an everyday thing for me to wake up, get my coffee, and then sit down and look at the flat Earth theory. At least that's what I used to call it, flat Earth theory. After 10 months of examining the information available and also figuring out other things on my own, it became quite clear that the flat Earth is the truth. One thing I know for sure is that no one has debunked it. It's only been denied by people who can't adequately show why it doesn't work.
One of my favorite things about all these theories and things that people put on YouTube is the idea that they seem to contradict each other, all these different theories. So the flat Earth theory is directly contradictory to the hollow Earth theory. Both of those are directly contradictory to the idea that there is an alien spacecraft which has been orbiting the Earth for centuries, maybe, at least since the last 60 or 70 years. And this is the one example where I'm going to play the conspiracy theory, or the theory that the guy that does this video apparently believes. And I'm going to actually include a debunking because I think it's important to show it. So there's this thing called the Black Knight satellite. And the thing that's very interesting to me about all these videos is that they'll say, They'll give you a bunch of facts, like the temperature, the average temperature in Antarctica is, you know, 18 degrees or something. I don't know. Or the average temperature in the U.S. Virgin Islands is 85 degrees. And the length of the day on December 23rd is such and such. And then they throw this crazy theory at you. So the idea is that by giving you a large number of, you know, just basic factual information, then that allows them then to have you believe the canard that they're going to throw in your face. So the Black Knight satellite, and at one point, either the ISS or Endeavour, the shuttle Endeavour, photographed this thing that is known as the Black Knight satellite. And it I just want to say a couple things. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that show that are STS videos that will the conversation between the STS flight and mission control will go something like this. Houston, are you seeing this out in front of us? And they'll, you know, you'll see on the screen video of, you know, objects out in the distance in front of the space shuttle, right? And then Houston will say, Roger, Endeavour, we do see it. We're watching it. We're taking a look at it. But what we want to do is get back to the checklist. And then they'll cut it and the guy will say, and I'm not going to play this part because the whole thing about the Black Knight is fascinating beyond that. But I'm just telling you this to get to the point. And then Houston will say, we're watching it. You know, let's get back to the checklist in the meantime. And then the guy will come on to the video and say, this proves that they're aware of it and they don't want the astronauts to do anything about it and so forth. And I'm watching this video and I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of space junk up there. And the thing about Houston is, you know, these guys don't want to hit space junk because it will destroy the spacecraft. So they really don't want to hit something or come in contact with anything. And so that's my thinking of why they're taking a close look at something. And the other thing about space is it's flat in the sense that it's hard for you to judge distances in space from down here because, A, we have bad video, and, B, it's space. So where's – so if you see a dot in front of the shuttle, you know, flight deck windows, how do you know how far away that thing is, right? So – and you don't know when they zoom in on it how – you know, you have no spatial way to determine where this thing is. Same is true with the quote-unquote Black Knight. So we know that there's a lot of junk floating around, you know, below the ISS orbit, above the ISS orbit, you know, old satellites, pieces of, you know, reentry vehicles, pieces of rocket stages, all kinds of things. And there is video from Endeavour that's pretty – it's a pretty close-up shot of this floating thing in space. Now, I don't know what it is. I have no idea whether it actually is an alien spacecraft or isn't, but it sure looks to me like a piece of space junk, and God knows how long it has been there. But this is what that kind of a thing produces, and I want you to hear first the theory, and then I'll introduce the another, you know, United Kingdomer with an interesting accent who debunks the Black Knight theory.
The Black Knight satellite has been around for quite some time now. It's been identified as an alien satellite, and even though there are images of this object, many remain skeptical about its purpose and origin. The discovery of the Black Knight satellite is perhaps one of the most famous space objects to orbit our planet. This artificial satellite has caused major media interest since the late 50s, and it's become one of the most talked about objects in space. First thought to be a Russian spy satellite, the Black Knight has gripped the interest of millions worldwide. According to monitoring agencies around the world, the Black Knight has been transmitting radio signals for over 50 years now. In 1957, Dr. Luis Calaros of the Communications Ministry in Venezuela photographed it while taking pictures of Sputnik 2 as it passed over Caracas.
Yeah, so I don't know enough to know whether there's a thing floating around in space, but I like this debunking theory because this guy carries through where that there's a whole series of facts at the beginning of the other video that it says, you know, in 1960 this happened and in 1972 this happened. And what I like about this video is this guy went back and ran all that stuff down and debunks the whole thing. So in my mind, it's probably space junk, but it sure looks like an alien spacecraft.
Has an alien satellite been orbiting the Earth for thousands of years? 1899, the inventor Nikola Tesla conducts a radio experiment. He picks up still unexplained extraterrestrial repeating signals. 1954, the US Air Force reports detecting two satellites in Earth orbit. 1963, the evidence continues to stack up. Mercury 9 astronaut Gordon Cooper reports seeing an unidentified object in orbit. Tracking stations confirm his sighting. 1973, as the evidence builds to support the existence of an orbiting satellite, author Duncan Lunan speculates that the Tesla signals came from a 13,000-year-old satellite in orbit around the moon. 1998, proof. Space Shuttle Endeavour photographs the mysterious satellite in orbit. The Black Knight satellite exists, but who created it and why? The Black Knight mystery comes from combining several unrelated and unremarkable stories into one sensational one. The US Air Force report was quoted by Daniel Kehoe and was not a first-hand report. Kehoe was a UFO researcher and not impartial. Astronaut Gordon Cooper's UFO incident simply did not happen. There is not a shred of evidence. It is made up by Black Knight believers. Duncan Lunan retracted his claims of a moon-orbiting satellite, calling his own methods unscientific. The NASA photograph was a blanket confirmed as lost during a spacewalk. The Tesla signals, however, do remain a mystery, but scientists suggest that an alien satellite is an unlikely source.
Well, one thing is true. It may be the end of the world. It may be that aliens are, you know, standing by to embark on a program of military domination of all the human beings on Earth. But they're probably not going to be able to fix the heat. It's probably fair to say that they're not going to be able to fix the water heaters when they stop running due to overuse in the cold. That is the job of Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for Home or Business, because when it comes to keeping all of these systems operating in your home and running right, you don't need an alien and you don't need alien intelligence. You need a plumber. When you have, you know, plumbing or heating problems or air conditioning problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating. They go metro wide from Frogtown in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations over there in St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. Residential and business. And, you know, they've been doing this for an awful long time. As I said, remember, we've had some warm days and we are going to have cold days in the future. That's what is hard on the pipes and the water heaters and the heating systems, because they're cycling up and down depending on what the weather is. And we've had one of these crazy weather winters because, of course, the world is ending, right? So you need help to make sure this stuff is operating. Call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, home or business. You call this number, 651-224-4771, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. They have a great website, lots of content there, ryanplumbing.com. By the way, I want to thank everybody listening to the Bob Davis podcasts on iTunes, tuned in, Stitcher.com, blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker, you know, what else do I have? Google Play, as well as the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Right away, when you hit it, it starts streaming. If you have certain types of operating systems, I just updated my Safari and you have to initiate the stream, but you can listen on the stream, which plays the last three podcasts. But you can also go through and select a podcast right off the page and start listening to it. Appreciate the likes and the shares and the favoriting and so forth on Facebook and Twitter and what else? Instagram is one of my favorite social medias. Also, I appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcast.com. You look for the picture of Mobile Podcast Command. You can click on the banner at the top, or you look for that big yellow donate button. And I am going to be getting ready to take a pretty cool trip. I'll tell you more about it in the future. Again, thanks for your donation for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So yeah, the Black Knight satellite is supposedly transmitting all kinds of information to human beings on the planet. It's proof. We don't need to argue about it. We don't need to discuss it. And you think, well, gee, what kind of stuff are they transmitting? And there's a lot of these videos online as well on YouTube. This whole question of star seeds and ascension and special knowledge that is coming through the crown and third eye chakras. These are the chakra at the top of your head, as well as the third eye, which is right between your two eyes at the top of your forehead. That's giving certain people special information that they, you know, through the auspices of YouTube, take the time to explain to you. And I want you to listen to this and tell me if you have any idea what this woman is talking about.
At Cathedral, one of my favorite places, and the place where the land of Gaia has called me home and to live. There has been a message from the inner earth and from the Pleiades, and one of the one earth. We speak of the new earth here amongst the star seeds and the light workers, and the new earth is a term, and it's a vibrational resonancy frequency where we can tune in, and where it has a certain awakening, like a trigger, as the numbers do as well, as the 1111 and the 1212 gateways and 444 and 13, which is 13 is a newer number, and 333 is a newer number that has been activating us in a way of remembrance within our cellular DNA of the sacred divine feminine, the awakening of the sacred divine feminine, of ascension, of 333, of coming together, that we're doing it as a unity. 333 as the sacred trinity. We're doing it as the embodiment of our bodies, templates becoming crystalline, and of the higher source resonance within our fields and within the earth plane.
So another big subject on YouTube is the recent false alarm of a nuclear alert, which was transmitted through text through the emergency broadcast system in Hawaii recently, and supposedly also in Japan. And the gist of this one goes, these kinds of mistakes aren't mistakes. They have to happen. There was an NBC crew in one of the facilities just before this happened. This somehow proves that this was not a mistake. And I'm going to just tell you that, you know, any radio station manager back in the day could actually activate the EBS. And if you go back to the 70s, the emergency broadcast system was activated many times by mistake through the Associated Press. So if you worked at a radio station and you got 10 bells, you opened up the packet, the emergency broadcast system packet, and if they sent you the right passwords, you had to initiate an EBS alert. I actually did activate the EBS once when I worked at a radio station here in Minneapolis, because it was an alert regarding downstream flooding in the Mississippi. And we concluded that if we didn't activate and there was a flood, a flash flood, and the stations down the line weren't notified, then people could die. So we decided we're going to go ahead and activate. Let me tell you, that is a chilling experience. They do happen by mistake. In my case, it wasn't a mistake, but they have happened many times as a mistake, not to mention the most recent time when some guy hacked into the cable news system in some town somewhere, I don't even remember, and ran an emergency broadcast system alert. First of all, the EBS doesn't exist anymore. They have a new system for emergency action notifications. So that's really not an accurate description of what the system is. It's text and phone based. And, you know, you'll hear it has those alert sounds to it. So I don't know if the thing in Hawaii was a mistake or not, or if it leads to anything, but I don't predict the future. You know, if there is someday an attack or if something happens, well, then I guess we can look back on it and say, I guess it wasn't a mistake. It was a test. But this is a very interesting new theory.
Hey, what's up, guys? Tyler here with Secure Team. We have some major developments today regarding the things that recently happened in Hawaii, some new UFO sighting news, and I really don't know where to start, but I guess we'll go with the most important thing, which are these new developments coming out about what happened in Hawaii a couple of days ago. If you remember, Hawaii and the geniuses who are running it supposedly accidentally sent out that false missile alert after someone had, quote, pushed the wrong button, sending this alert to the citizens of Hawaii, telling them to hit the deck, and later on it was turned out to be just an accident, apparently. And I told you guys from the start, something doesn't smell right about it. It just doesn't. I don't know how accidents like this can happen.
I know many of you have probably seen a multitude of YouTube videos covering this subject. That is the false Hawaii ballistic missile alert that went out, as well as the false ballistic missile alert that went out in Japan. Now, the central theme of a lot of these YouTube videos is that this is a psyop. This is the elite conditioning us with fear propaganda, essentially making us accept our new reality. Now, that's definitely a possibility. Now, the mainstream media narrative that we've been fed is that in Hawaii, there is some poor schmuck employee that pushed the wrong button and caused all this panic. But it really doesn't make sense when you have almost the exact same situation happen in Japan for the same type of ballistic missile alert.
And of course, what is this all leading up to? It's leading up to some sort of takeover of the United States, and we're all going to be taken to, of all places, Sam's Club or Walmart, where we will then be transported to FEMA camps, and as you will learn shortly here, probably killed. From there. And again, I'm shocked at the number of people that are freaked out about the fact that Walmart has closed several, if not scores, of Sam's Club stores just recently. And this portends some awful thing about to happen.
All right, what's going on? This is James. I just want to let you know that I'm definitely under some sort of attack. I believe it's Black Hats. And I believe it's for what I've been researching and I'm picking up on. I'm picking up on there is something going on that's going to affect a lot of people very soon. All right, so if you haven't heard, there is more than 60 Sam's Clubs have closed stores. They basically, the people that work there were basically let known the day of. They weren't told of this prior to. They locked the doors. They gave other employees raises while closing 60 stores. All these people will be out of work, but there is a bigger story here. Walmart owns Sam's Club. All right. This is a map. What you're looking at is a map of where these closings are happening. Do you notice how it's on the East Coast? And if you want to know my opinion, this is my opinion. They are gearing up for some sort of something. Now, if you don't know, they're going to do a huge operation, something like we've never seen. Whether it's a pandemic, whether it is a natural disaster, whether it is some sort of dual thing where it's happening in multiple locations, i.e., remember the hurricanes, Texas, Florida, etc., possible dry run. And by the way, they used Walmarts to use those as zones to go to, evacuate to Walmart.
Well, it must be true if Walmart's doing it, because Walmart is owned by Walmart is a villain. And it must be true if somehow they notified these people that they were going to let them go the day of, like that's when they would be notified. So I think that one is really crazy. But that's been going around for a long time. The Sam's Club, FEMA, and the Walmart FEMA locations where people were directed to go during the hurricanes as some, definite harbinger of some horrible thing to come. And just to prove all that and to pay off on that are these people who appear to be credible. I have no idea who they are. The viewer doesn't know who they are, but it's some guy who is an investor or some guy who used to be a colonel or some guy who has authority. This one is telling us why they're going to eliminate and how they're going to eliminate everybody that's not part of the elite.
The real problem that they have, as Kissinger says, is there are just too many people on the planet. And 40% of the world, 2 billion of us, exist on less than $2 a day. The summary of the Global 2000 report I put up on my website, nohoax.com, but if you look at it, it makes sense to get rid of people. So what they said, they're going to make godlike decisions on who lives and who dies. Now, obviously, some of the meetings we sat on, we were planning on using neutron bombs on the major cities. Because that contains most of what they call...
You actually heard this?
I said it on the meetings. I was in the game big time. In fact, I was making such a mess, they decided rather than kill me, which they could, they just invited me into the inner group and asked me to be the finance chairman. And at that point, I probably would have been in, you know, Secretary of the Treasury or some whatever they wanted to do with me. Today, they figure the biologicals are much cheaper.
And, you know, we really don't have time in this podcast, but there's a lot of stuff on YouTube about how the flu this year is actually some sort of biological warfare. Another one is something called Morgollons disease, which I, again, don't have much time for, but there's tons of videos about Morgollons, and it's so convincing. This is the idea that there are these things living in your skin, and when you take a shower, you can see them on the floor and on the walls, and everybody has it, and it's like Lyme's disease, whatever you want to call it. But in fact, I looked it up, and it is a health or a hypochondriac type of delusion, and there is no known disease which leaves fibers in your skin. So that's one that I could actually do a whole podcast about. It's crazy the number of videos about that. And I wouldn't expect or don't believe that we won't eventually see videos about how Morgollons disease is another one of these biological warfare attempts by the elite to kill everyone. Now, finally, there is tons of stuff about this on YouTube right now. This is, of course, the super blue double blue blood moon coming up on January 31st, which is going to usher in the beginning of the end. And of course, Jesus is going to come soon and take everyone to a special place that he's prepared for them to be safe if you are reading your Bible.
If you catch only one episode of the Supermoon Trilogy, catch the third one. It will be extra special.
The Jewish Talmud has a lot to say on the subject of lunar eclipses.
And a lot of people believe, the Jews believe, that a lunar eclipse is a warning to Israel, but a solar eclipse is a warning to the world, to the Gentile.
Remember this, in the book of Genesis, the Lord says that the sun, moon, and stars were given to mankind for signs and seasons. Now let me say this.
For the first time in more than 150 years, on January 31st, a super blue blood moon event will happen.
But how does the moon turn to blood? You know,
with CWW7 News. And for today's broadcast, I wanted to bring you a quick report from the WND in regards to the super blue blood moon eclipse that will take place on January 31st. It has significant information in regards to the timing as it pertains biblically and prophetically.
Yeah, okay. And WorldNet Daily, of course, is such a highly credible source for almost anything. And there's not to debunk it, because that's up to you, because there's tons of information about why the lunar cycle was important to people, you know, 6,000 and 7,000 years ago, when a lot of that stuff, you know, those high holidays were set. And I will leave that stuff to you. I'm going to close with a little montage of some kind of a relaxing voice. It just lets you know how crazy, you know, just how crazy it gets on the YouTube these days, on the tube. So you can hear and get ready, because this is going to ramp up as we get closer and closer to the end of the month. And I have to tell you before I play this, that this involves this complex timing and naming and special knowledge that you have to have in order to understand these cycles and what they mean in terms of the book of Daniel and all these different things in the Bible, Revelation, Book of Daniel, and so forth, with prophecies and with timelines, and it just lets you know how crazy it is.
Mr. Obama was chosen on the seventh day of Tabernacles just a few hours before the start of Kislev 24. The two dates mentioned in Haggai 2 regarding the Lord shaking the heavens and the earth, I believe this was the start of Daniel's 70th week. See Daniel 1260 days after Mr. Obama was chosen as the Nobel Peace Prize winner, he went to the Church of the Nativity, which was a temple fortress that had been desecrated by armed and offering from taking place on that day. He rode into Jerusalem on a borrowed beast, just as Christ had done, which was the very date that Christ spoke to his disciples about the abomination event. Daniel tells us that from this date there will be 1290 days, which ended in the probationary period, as was foreshadowed to us in the story of Jonah, that ended on the true seventh day of unleavened bread on God's calendar. These Daniel counts ended on the Day of Atonement and the start of Hanukkah in 2016. At the end of this 40 days, however, we saw the Bride of Christ came together for 3 days of prayer and fasting for the Lord to have mercy on
America. The days of purification end on January 30th, 2018.
And I wouldn't even begin to try to debunk what she's saying, because it's, you know, you have to have so much special knowledge to debunk this that I wouldn't even attempt to it. So I could do one of these people. I could do one of these podcasts every day. There's so much great stuff on YouTube that I could do this every single day, and I would never run out of content. It's truly amazing. And the most important thing is you got to watch out, because a lot of this information percolates into the mainstream through these crazy publications or websites like WorldNet Daily and others. And if you latch onto something that's really happening at a high enough rate, in other words, if there's enough posts about it, you know, it kind of feeds on itself. So it's something to be aware of. So thanks for listening to podcast 696. Don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul. If the world doesn't end and your heater fails or your water heater goes down, don't forget you can call them in St. Paul at 651-224-4771, in Minneapolis 612-927-6488. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Ryan Plumbing at ryanplumbing.com. Of course, there's something new and fun to do at Brush Studio in the West End. Date night, business and corporate events, client appreciation, or friends night out. Classes tend to fill up, so don't forget, you can sign up online at brushstudio.net or reach out to Brush at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. Brush Studio at brushstudio.net, or you can click on the banners for all the Bob Davis podcast sponsors at the top of the page at the Bob Davis podcasts.com. Well, I am sufficiently paranoid, so that's going to, you know, I'm going to go back and see if I can, you know, see the blood moon and find out if those Sam's Club closings mean anything, or look for the Black Knight and pretty much just get under a blanket and tremble. Thanks for listening to podcast 696, the Bob Davis Podcasts.